Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey,
Sarah! Another day, another broadcast.
Yes,
broad emphasis on broad because we're a couple of broads. What is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually got quite a few messages. We'll start with the voicemail we did get. We got one from our buddy Stevie. And we also got a bunch from, like, credit card debt collectors. We can consolidate
fun.
Your debt.
I love spam.
Yeah, I'm not going through all those. That's a lot. Anywho, let's hear from Stevie.
Let's do it.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie. Two questions. Well, one question for each of you. Vicky, what show would you like to go to this summer? Would you like to go to the show in Cali with System of a Down, Korn, and Faith No More? Or would you like to go to see the stadium tour with Rammstein? I think the Rammstein show is sold out, but you can go probably to Chicago or Montreal or wherever else it's playing. And then simple one for lovely Sarah. What's your favorite flavor of Cheez-It? I know there's a buffalo wing one that just came out. I think that's really good. Not too thrilled with the hot and spicy one, but, you know, the plain one also works too. So talk to you ladies later. Bye.
I mean, you are the Cheez-It connoisseur.
Okay, well, so coworker Danny from the main show, he got me this variety pack of Cheez-Its for my birthday. They all came in like little small pouches, and there was a regular kind, there was a white cheddar kind, and there was a cheddar jack kind. Mm-hmm. And I had always put cheddar jack, like I never even tried it before. I just was like, it's not worth my time. Those are amazing. Mm. So right now, and those are regular Cheez-Its. So the Cheddar Jack Cheez-It is probably my favorite with the regular. But if you haven't tried the Grooves or the Snapped, those are both Cheez-Its, but like a little spin-off
different
of Cheez-Its.
Different textures.
Yes. Oh my God. They are so, so good. So do yourself a favor. I may have gotten a box of Grooves and a bag of Snapped last night. But
did
I told myself
any?
I would not open it until Friday. They were on sale at QFC. So do yourself a dang favor and go get some.
Oh, I'm so hungry now. Damn you, Sarah.
they're a weakness. I kid you not, eat an entire box in one sitting.
See, for me, it's like it goes through waves. Like every now and then I'm like, I really, really want just all the Cheez-Its.
Really?
And I'll sit there and eat all of them and then I won't eat them for like 6 months.
Yeah. You get sick of them.
It's just like, it's just a weird, weird kick I'll get.
Yeah, I have now that kick always.
I want one now.
So what concert would you go to?
So yeah, it's between the System of a Down, Faith No More, Korn concert, or the stadium tour with Rammstein. So for me, I've actually seen all these bands. I think I've seen Faith No More. So I've seen Rammstein twice, and okay. I saw them at the Tacoma Dome. Like, they came 2 years in a row. First year, I saw them with, like, a girl I grew up with. She's basically my sister, because we both grew up listening to Rammstein, because we hung out every day, and it was cool. We kind of sat in, like, a weird off-nosebleed section.
Okay, so you guys didn't get, like, in the pit and, like, in the heart of it. Okay.
The next year, I had a boyfriend, and so for his birthday, the concert came around his birthday, I bought his pit tickets.
Oh,
so we were in the pit. It was so much fun.
Okay.
I got a drumstick. It was
dude. Dope.
I still have the drumstick. Like, it was so much fun. Now this in the System of the Down show, I think, was around the same time as one of those shows, and it was kind of the same thing. It was just kind of, I wanted to be in the pit, and I was just kind of at the seats, and nobody was dancing or like moving around.
It's such a different experience.
Yes.
Than being like up front, like
right.
Pretty much they can sweat on you. It's totally different than being actually having a seat.
Right. And System of a Down is probably up there in my top 10 bands. I don't know where it would land, but I know for sure it would be in my top 10 bands of all time.
Okay.
And I would love to really experience them.
So you would see that again.
So I would definitely
go be in the pit.
Go see System of a Down. And that's mostly it. Like, even if Korn and Faith No More weren't a part of that tour, I'd still just go to see System of a Down.
Nice. Maybe get crowd surfing finally checked off your bucket list.
Right? Oh my God, that'd be so much fun.
That would be crazy.
But I'm actually curious, Stevie, what concert would you want to kind of go to more so?
Yeah.
Either?
Or are you going to go to both?
Mm-hmm. I mean, timing, money, and there's a lot of concerts coming out this year.
Yeah, especially if you have to travel for it. That adds a whole other layer.
Oh my God, it's just this year for concerts is going to be ridiculous. So we did get a message responding from our friend Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
She was the one that was kind of telling us that, like, how she's excited to go into her 30s. And we're like, okay, well, why is it that you're more excited about your 30s than you were your 20s and all that? And she was also talking about how her and her husband met when they were 16 and hot as hell. And gained weight since having kids.
Has three kids,
and
I believe.
Trying to lose weight. Like, she's like 30 pounds before summer. So she says, hey, guys. It's Ashley. Just listened to the last podcast. She has two different comments. So replying to her last comment from last week, I'm looking forward to my 30s because my 20s have been really hard. Having three kids so young was not easy financially. And now I know the next chapter of my life is starting and I'm looking up and I'm just really looking forward to what my 30s has in store for me and my family. By the way, Sarah, you're totally invited to my party.
Oh, yes. Woo!
Because we were talking about
bonfire.
Oh, yeah. But she also did say, because we were talking about like nicknames for your tatas.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She says, it's not a nickname, but it's for her husband's junk, but it's just funny thing. He has always said that he wants to get an elephant tattoo on his pant line, just so the upper head of the elephant shows off. And then you have the trunk be.
Would be amazing.
Google the Pinocchio version of that. That one's really well done.
I love that idea.
I always thought it was so funny. We were kind of weird like that. But then sometimes it's like, I don't need any reason for other girls to be interested in your junk. What do you guys think? How would you feel about if your guy had this? So one of my serious boyfriends, actually the Ramstein guy, he had this little drawing he would always doodle, like since he was a little kid. It was like this cow. And he tattooed that, like, on his pelvic bone.
Okay.
So, literally, the reason he got it done and it happened, like, when he pulled his pants down for the first time, I'm like, is that a cow? And that is why he got it. And it started with, I think, he was in a band touring. Obviously, he was the bassist. The lead singer was hooking up with a chick in the closet while they were just hanging out in the hotel room. And all they hear from the closet is, "Hello, Kitty!" Apparently, she had these skin-tight jeans, and he pulled them down, and she had these, like, skin-tight underwear, and on the underwear in the front was just, like, Hello Kitty.
So it was on the underwear, not actually tattooed. Yeah, on the underwear. Tattooed.
Yeah, okay. It was on the underwear, and he thought it was so funny that he's like, I want to have that same reaction.
Oh, so he did it more of the reaction for whoever might travel down there.
Right. And so I eventually got that little cow tattooed on me, because we're going to be together forever.
Dumb.
Oh, yeah. I don't recommend it. It has been since covered up.
I don't recommend it. Yeah, maybe if y'all are married, but still, no. Even then, it's a little sketch.
I purposely did it in a spot where I could easily cover it up.
Yeah.
So at least I did that. Visible. And it wasn't his name either.
That's,
It's not good. It's just a little better.
Yeah. The fact that he drew it himself, though.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would be... I like that he did it specifically for that reason.
He didn't do it, but he talks about your ex. Yeah.
I feel like having an elephant tattoo, that's like, I feel like that would be a bigger piece and it'd be like kind of over the entire thing. It would be funny. I wouldn't necessarily be like, ooh, yay.
I don't know
like,
if like
sexy.
I don't know if like the certain like the main attraction, if you will, the trunk. I don't think that's actually tattooed. I think it just like leads in and then it's.
Yeah. But like it would be like the whole the eyes and the ears of the elephant. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Elephants aren't that great to me. So
I mean, some people really like them. And I guess if you are. But the Pinocchio one is just funny. It's Pinocchio looking down like cross-eyed at his nose.
Oh, God. I don't know if that'd be distracting, too, once you're down there.
It would.
Yeah, I'd be like, that shading isn't that great. They should have done that better.
actually, it was really, really well done.
No, but like if it was, you know.
Or I'd say, hey, can you make Pinocchio grow a beard?
Oh, that would be funny.
Actually, same ex-boyfriend, he had this big sleeve tattoo and he had like a Gabriel the angel or whatever, like an angel, like a guardian angel kind of fighting.
Okay.
And he was a very hairy dude.
Oh, so he'd have to like shave his arm to
show off his tattoo. He's like, I spent a lot of money on this. I want to show it off. So I'm like, can you just like not shave right there and like let him grow out a beard? And
did he?
Yeah, he did. It looks so weird.
Oh, that's really, have a little patch of hair.
Yeah, it was so funny though.
That's
it was
nice
worth
he
it.
Did it for you. Yeah. But I usually love pelvic tattoo. Like if I was ever to get a tattoo, that was one of the areas, like right pretty much on my hoo-ha.
I mean, I have, you know, I have two pelvic tattoos, right?
Oh yeah. What are they again?
I got my first tattoo ever was a heart. Like a broken, it was a broken heart that's stitched together.
So edgy.
I know.
Would you get that today? I could not picture you getting that today.
It's actually like, that's where I got my autograph. Like when I signed stuff for the station, you'll notice it's like a little broken heart kind of stitched together.
But like, that's now my thing. Like 30-year-old Vicky is like,
it wouldn't be what I spent my money towards.
I'm having a broken heart.
Like, it's, and then the other one is a broken heart. I'm very much into like the yin and yang. Mm-hmm. So like the good and the bad. Like a lot of my tattoos have that symbolism in the sense of like on my shins, I have like flowers on my left side with like a Day of the Dead skull that's frowning, and those flowers are like, you know, flowers of death. And on the right side, it's like life flowers and the smiling, you know, it's very...
Wow. Playing good and evil kind of thing.
Kind of. Yeah. And then I'm like, even on my butt, my two pirate ships I have, one's in like calm waters and one's in like a storm.
We should take pictures of these, especially the booty ones.
Yeah, that gets a little tricky.
Hey.
So for me, like I still love them. They're really fun, but I'm not as in shape as I was when I was 17.
Yeah, because they're like right on the hip bones, kind of, yeah, right?
Like, see, my tummy's probably covering them a little bit. Actually, not really.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's a sexy spot.
Yeah.
Especially if like, especially dudes, some dudes have that V, mm-hmm, when they have spots right there. Woo! I guess some girls have the V too. I don't know why it's more of like a dude thing though.
I don't know. It just depends on what they work out. But I mean, it doesn't look bad, but it's not like the one, I guess I just have so many now.
Yeah.
It's not the first one I look at anymore.
Oh no, you probably are like, oh yeah, those are still there.
Well, I did get mine last week. I think we talked about it.
Oh yeah, she started her sleeve?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I don't know when I'm going to finish it because we got, I want to say 3/4 of it outlined.
Yeah.
Because I still have like my upper arm, but that needs stuff in the back of my arm.
It's like a quarter, it's like a 3/4? Three-quarter sleeve?
Yeah, so far. But it started basically down from the wrist up instead of going from the shoulder down.
Yeah. And it's just black and white, right?
Yep. It's going to have shading. It's going to probably be a few months till I get the shading.
But you're not doing color.
No. She doesn't really do color anymore. So it's like, okay, Mariana.
It looks dope.
I love it so much. It is very itchy.
Oh, it's so in that phase. Yeah.
I very much recommend Mariana.
Don't scratch.
She's at Cicada, but I think she's switching to another shop, and I'm totally blanking on it right now, but it's in Wallingford. Yeah. Slave to the Needle, I believe.
Ooh!
So definitely check her out. Her work is amazing. Or just follow her on Instagram. She's such a cool gal.
Yeah. She does sick work, too, it looks like.
Oh, my God. I want more tattoos, Sarah.
Already? No, you're like one of the ones that like once you get one, you're like addicted.
Yes, and like it... It's one of those like, well, doesn't it hurt? Like in the moment, I think I never want another tattoo again because it hurts so bad. But I'm also so stubborn. And I have this thing, like I call it my Napoleon complex. Like I have to prove I'm just as tough or tougher than the dudes or anybody.
Oh.
So when she's doing my arm, there's some like, or any tattoos I've had, if it really hurts, like I try not to whimper or like cry or anything like that.
You just have your like poker face like, yeah, it's fine.
Well, I never say, like even if it sucks, like I won't. I'll be like, okay, that feels pretty. Like, I might gasp, but I never, like,
Yeah, or you don't start crying, and your body doesn't, like, pass out or anything.
No, like, I'll sometimes, like, my arm, like, certain spots will make certain body parts twitch.
Yeah. I mean, I even get that when I, like, get a massage sometimes.
Right, and so that you can't really control that. But elbow, she's like, oh, I don't think, because she had done the sketch on a piece of, like, parchment paper, basically.
Yeah.
And we wrapped it around my arm. She's looking at it like, oh, I don't think it's going to go that low or a wrap around your elbow. But then when you put it on, it's a different story.
Totally.
And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to hit a little elbow.
Oh, and that's a really sensitive spot.
Yeah. Funny enough, like, because she did it when my arm was stretched out. So you got that elbow meat.
Yeah, hanging out.
And that felt weird. Like, it didn't necessarily hurt.
Your weenus?
The weenus, yeah. It didn't hurt as bad as I thought. It wasn't until she had me on my stomach laying with my arm upside down, I guess, that when she went into, like, that. If you stick your hand where your elbow is, you'll notice, like, a little divot, like a little hole.
Oh, yeah.
That sucked.
Oh, I mean, even me just pressing it hurts. It's like, very sensitive and uncomfortable.
I'm like, no, that was not fun. Like, I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. This is not as bad as, oh, God. Like, I kind of, like, popped up a little bit, like,
Yeah, a little tear going.
I was like, nope, I have to sit well. Like, that's always been a thing. Like, my badge of honor that I sit well for tattoos.
Yeah, you're like, everyone must think so. So,
and it's really dumb. And the only time I haven't sat well is when I'm really sick. Don't get tattooed when you're sick. It is not a fun time.
No, that sounds miserable.
It is, because you're basically, your pain tolerance just drops.
Yeah.
Same if you're a girl on your period, don't do it.
Ugh.
Also awful.
Be just raging.
Or it just again, your pain tolerance goes down. And this is stuff that nobody ever tells you.
Yeah, and I think one thing why you're probably so good and you're just like, I just want to get it over with, is like, you remember it's permanent. Like, yes. This pain isn't permanent at all, but then like the outcome, like, you're going to have that forever. I remember thinking about that with like piercings. Like, I got my cartilage pierced, and then it, like, I was like, that wasn't great. And then it closed up, and I was like, no, just like, this is going to suck again, but then remember, you're pretty much going to have it forever.
Right, if you take care of it and all that.
Yeah, so it becomes worth it.
Have you ever, so funny enough, when I started listening to the show, like before I became a part of the show,
over 10 years ago,
I was going to college and I was listening to you guys. You weren't on the show either.
In high school?
You were 16. I remember you were 16 because BJ and the guys were talking about how you wanted a tattoo.
Oh, so bad.
You wanted like a kiss on your butt cheek.
On a pair of lips, yep.
And I was so mad at Rev because I was so nervous. I never would get through on the radio ever. So I called him like, let me see if I get through. I'm not going to get through. And he answers, and I got so nervous and he hung up on me. I was just like, well, you know, she has to make sure she really likes the tattoo. I have a couple tattoos. And
Rev is like a D-bag. He is so like harsh with the phone.
Well, because he has to be. He's getting so many calls.
Nope, sorry, bye. Like, and just hang up. And I'm like, okay.
You have like only a couple of minutes and you have to try to like weed everyone out. So yeah. I don't blame him. But I was just so like soured with the show for a little bit because I'm like, he hung up on me. But I remember that because, you know, that you wanted a tattoo because I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted for my 16th birthday. And it's like, sweet 16, it's like a big deal.
But you can't go to...
Yeah, that time, I don't know if laws have changed or not, but you legally can't get a tattoo in the state of Washington, even with your parents' consent, before you're 18.
And so for me, I wanted to go to Canada because you could. There's a lot of shops. It's the rules in Canada. I did a lot of research in high school because for some reason, I wanted a tattoo before I turned 18.
Because it's badass. And you look like a rebel and the coolest chick in school.
But I mean, I still got mine after I graduated.
Yeah, but that's not cool. Everyone can get them at 18.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's a different, like, oh. Oh, I got a tattoo. Yeah. Like, you can't.
Well, like, there was a guy who was doing tattoos at school, and so he was charging like $20 for him. I'm like, I want one, but we never like met up to do it.
Plus,
so,
it'd probably be really bad.
He did a few of mine later, and they were not great. I was 17 when I graduated, and then like 2 weeks that later, we went to Europe on a class trip, and that was my graduation present. When I got a tattoo while I was there, because I'm like, I'm dead
cool.
set. I turned 18 in 2 months. I want a tattoo now, and that's why I got mine.
Oh, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I feel like my parents did a lot of research, because I think, I don't know, that's what I wanted, and I was a stubborn a-hole like I still am. And so they said if they could, it was probably a blessing in disguise for them that Washington didn't allow it. But I heard Canada and I heard Oregon, if you get parents' consent, they come with you, you can be 16. But we didn't, you know, I'm not going to, let's take a road trip. Parents, like, you know what I mean? So it just never happened. And surprisingly, once you turn 18 and everyone can do it, and then everyone does start to do it, the quote unquote coolness, for me anyway, kind of like wore off.
Right.
It was kind of like, well,
you wanted to do something that you weren't allowed to do.
Yeah. You know, you kind of, I liked being a rebel, but in like a legal way, you know, like I would dye my hair or I'd get a tattoo with my parents' permission, but I still look like a badass. Yeah, I was a loser. But I mean, still, fast forward 10, 12 years, I would still get the exact same tattoo. So there is kind of like that whole, you got to make sure you know what you want. You're still young. And I'm so kind of, I guess, I don't change much that like I would still get the exact same thing, either in the same place or in a different place, but it's still
like
an appropriate place.
Same thing.
Yeah, I still get a pair of lips even now I'm on my or a tram stamp.
Right.
So I've always been that ratchet girl, I guess.
See, out of all my tattoos, because it's funny because apparently my brother didn't know how covered I was.
Oh, with your tats?
He's like, you're running out of space. All you got left is your cheeks. I'm like, do you mean my butt cheeks? Because that's not true.
Oh.
He's like, how did I not know this?
Your poor brother. He was like, I don't want, no. Oh. That's probably a good thing he doesn't see your butt often.
Right. So the only spots as of now that I have available for tattoos are the back of my calves.
Ow.
Which is not going to be as bad as the front. The shin sucked. The back of my thighs, I have like outlines. I never finished it because it hurt that bad.
Really?
It's a, again, kind of the yin and the yang. It's two pirate girls, but one's a skeleton, like a skull, and they're looking at each other.
Oh, that's cool.
So like Day of the Dead pirate skull girl and then like a regular girl. And it's really, really pretty. I really have to go back in.
But I would have not thought back of your thighs so, hurt so bad.
That did hurt. A lot of mine, especially my early on tattoos, and this was like an earlier on tattoo in my early 20s, a lot of them were based out of low self-esteem in the sense I hated my thighs. I've always hated my thighs because they were so big and they jiggled and, you know, cellulite and stuff. And I always hated them. So that's why I started tattooing my thighs first. On top of I never would have predicted that tattoos would be so okay in the workplace as they are now.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, what, 10 years ago, they were very frowned upon.
Yeah, 10, 12 years ago, I just would never... I'm like, okay, plus, I want sleeves, but not yet.
Thighs in Seattle, you can for sure cover up because it's like crappy weather so much right. that pants are always in usually.
So I'm like, okay, I'll start with thighs. And a lot of it, like the reason I got the thigh tattoos was to kind of cover stuff up, especially the back of my legs. And that's one of the things I always hated. I mean, spoiler alert, you could still see the jiggliness, but...
Can you still see the cellulite?
Sometimes.
Really?
Because it's only an outline. It's not like the whole thing's covered, but I realized cellulite goes away the more I do squats, so funny enough.
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
Right.
Might as well just get poked with a needle thousands and thousands of times.
Right, and even though I never finished them, like, they did bring me a sense of, like, confidence.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, I had to sit down and think, am I confident because the tattoos are covering me up, or is the tattoo part of me now? And, like, at first it was like, okay, tattoos are just going to hide me. And now it's like, my tattoos are awesome and I love them for them, but I think I would still rock the short shorts even like in the summer, even if I didn't have the tattoos.
That's so weird because you say tattoos, it would hide you. But for me, if I was covering something up because I didn't like it about my body, I would then think people are staring at it because of my tattoos. Like, kind of flip it in the sense that, like, oh, they're staring at my legs because of the tattoos now, not because of the cellulite.
But, like, in my head, I'm like, you can't see the cellulite. Like, that was my thinking originally. Like, oh, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, but, like, then once you got it and then realized you still could, I'd be like, well, now they're going to give the attention because they're going to see this pretty artwork.
But now, like, that I'm older, that's one of the nice things about getting a little older. It's like, you stop giving an F. It's like, it's hot out. I'm wearing my short shorts. The only time I don't wear my short shorts is if I'm having a long day. I do not want the chub rub.
Oh, the chub rub is real.
Oh, God.
So do you think you'll finish?
Eventually. It's just like there's other ones I want more.
Oh, wow.
But I do want the back of my legs done. I still have some spots on my arms that are done. My stomach and chest are not done. I'm not doing those.
That, I could not imagine doing your stomach.
No. That does
that
not
makes
sound
me
fun.
Want to puke even thinking about it.
No, the chest. Like, and I have my ribs done, and that was awful.
I love those. Those are so sexy.
And it's funny because I need to get those finished. Like, add to it because I've always wanted a sternum tattoo, too.
Oh.
That would suck.
Yeah, because there's, like, no meat there.
Nope, it's all bone. So that's why it's low on the list. I'm like, maybe one day.
I say, you have a lot of unfinished projects.
I have the rest of my life. It's fine.
You're going to be, like, 80-year-old. Okay, I'm ready for that sternum tattoo.
Hell yeah.
Are you going to get your hoo-ha?
No.
Oh.
Like, I mean,
disappointed now.
I have my what's it called? Pelvic bone tattoos. I might get something in the middle of it, but I have not found what I want.
Yeah, that's got to be something special.
Right, because I'm like, anything you put down there, I used to think I'll put my nickname on there, which was Jinx, and I'm like, I don't think that's a good thing to put down by your
No,
hoo-ha.
No. Plus, nope. That'd be so weird to have a name down there.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know what would go in that little space. Anywho, any suggestions? You guys have tattoos. Where are they located? Is there any that you regret? Because I have a few that, I mean, aside from the ex-boyfriend tattoo, like I have one going up my ribs. That's just random drawings. Like I wanted
that
like,
you drew?
No, it was from this thing. You've probably seen the design. It's like Tokidoki. It's this Japanese art.
Oh, yeah. That used to be way popular.
Right. I got that because I originally wanted these stars and like these cool, like it was a biohazard symbol and I wanted it to flow down my rib.
So
and
edgy.
I know, right? And the guy who did them was making fun of me and like showing it to his other tattoo artist friend and making fun of me like
That's
how dumb
so
it was.
Rude.
I was like, okay. Oh, it was a biohazard symbol with a heart in it. I mean, looking back, it looked real bad. But like he wasn't great at tattooing yet, so the tattoos on my ribs look awful.
So did he still do it even though he was making fun of you?
No, we picked something else and he's like, hey, what about this? And we kind of like, okay, sure, let's do it.
You probably have finished. Just such a poker face when you're a tattoo artist.
Like, I mean, there's some tattoo artists that are like, I'm not doing that.
Wow. They must be very popular and really well off if not.
Exactly. Do you ever think you will actually get your tattoo? What is your prediction?
No.
I was going to say, I could see you maybe. It's like that weird line. I could see you getting drunk one night, let's get the tattoo. But at the same time, I feel like you would sit there and be like, no, I need to think about this.
Yeah, which is weird because you think I would be so YOLO. And, you know, I feel like it would have happened if I was going to drunk and get a tattoo by now. But I will say whenever I get engaged, if I do get engaged, the guy I'm dating now, he's an electrician. He's not allowed to wear rings. Mm. So I was like, yo ass is getting a tattoo of the ring, mm-hmm. or a ring, or, you know, whatever, tattooed something on his middle finger. So then I was like, well, I see, I would wear a ring, so I don't think I'd get a tattoo, because why would I do that?
Right.
Because I would wear the ring.
Or just do henna every day.
Yeah, or just like you do, and just to draw, I'll draw a ring on my, every day on my, I don't think so. And then I think, well, maybe if I have kids, maybe that will be a thing. I'll want to put their tattoo name, mm-hmm. or something on me. But even I think that's weird. Even if someone's dead, I still think that's kind of weird.
I don't like names unless it's like really creatively done. Like personally, yeah. I've seen some really cool ones, but for me, I do have a memorial tattoo, and it's like it was my first one as an adult, 18. Oh. And it's a dragon that a friend of mine drew before she passed away in high school.
Oh.
And so I have this dragon head, and people thought that was weird. It's like, you like dragons? I'm like, well, I mean, I like this dragon because she had drawn it for me years before, and I had kept the picture.
That's kind of sweet. It's kind of like a different way
grieve, but also honor her memory.
Yeah, but see, I don't like, since that's never been my thing, I don't know if that would be, you know, right. And yeah. I don't know, it would have to be someone really, really, really close, like a child. Like Vicky.
Yes, of course.
I would straight up get your face. You're so pretty. So
thank you. I'll be I'm gonna, if I die, I'm gonna haunt you and be like, bitch, where's my tattoo?
I'm just going to get a portrait of you. Like, my entire back is just going to be your
and
face.
And, like, it watches one of my tag pictures, like, the fortunes.
It's, like, a really big... You would hate that so much because you hate when people tag you with tag pictures.
I hate it when people just take a picture and, like, post it. I'm like, dude, I was not paying attention.
Oh, I would get one of those. I would have, like, Danny sneakily take a picture of you because he's really good at taking bad pictures and posting them.
I accidentally took a couple pictures of myself yesterday, and I didn't realize it until I looked. Oh, my God!
Open your camera and it's facing you.
No, but it took pictures. I was like, no, I don't need that.
I will take one of those and put a huge on my back for you.
Well,
maybe your whole body, and then your hands could be grabbing my butt or something. That'd be cute.
I've seen one where a dude got, look how bad that is, by the way.
Oh, it's so bad. We have to post it.
No, I'm not posting
it. It looks like you just smelt something so disgusting and like doing the fizz phase.
But I also look like I aged like another 30, 40 years.
Yeah, you look a little older.
Yeah, because my hair is a freaking mess. I was running around cleaning stuff. Oh, God, it was bad.
It's so good. I'm so glad you didn't delete it.
Technically is deleted. It's in my trash box and it will get deleted in 30 days.
It's in the cloud forever.
I don't do the cloud.
Sure. Someone, Alexa's listening, Siri's listening, everyone's listening. Everyone has the picture.
All right. So, yes, we want to hear about your tattoo situation.
Good, bad. Send us pictures.
Please do. We do receive pictures on our text line.
Yes.
Any that you regret. I do regret my cow and the rib tattoo.
Ow. I'm not going to regret Vicky's face when she dies.
With the triple chins. Talk to you guys next time.
Bye.